you, Jesus. Now let's hear some more. Let's hear the problem. Well, let's hear how seriously we take his way. So now you've got a new gospel. You were strayed from your shepherd, and now that you've returned, he won't take you back. Now that's your gospel, huh?
No, not at all.
Well, what is this worry then? That is the stuff that he's talking about. That's what is earthly in you. That's what he's talking about. He's going after all the time. Get rid of this grumbling and all these things that are in us, earthly things, through which you could sin. Therefore, get rid of these vehicles. Got it?
Right,
so
if I just kind of choose to go all the way through with it, like I might grumble, but then change my mind.
That's right. Then you stop. You put the brakes on. It's not going to rule me. It's not going to run me. There's no need to give into it. And it doesn't. Try it.
Oh, I know.
That's it. If you ever think of grumble, or if you ever do any, that's it. I'm lost.
Yeah. Very thankful,
aren't you?
That's
the way
we
will. See, that's the trespass area, especially toward a brother or sister. For instance, here's another test. If it's sin, where do you see it in the old law? Thou shalt not grumble. I mean, there's nothing like that. What relationship does it have to the law? Not that we're under law, but if you need to debate. Oh, my goodness. See Chuck, by the way, for debate. This whole area right here is talking about straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel. That is swallowing minus faith. Well, that's okay. I mean, here you're proceeding without faith, but you're debating over, this grumble or that thought, that's missing the whole thing, isn't it? Sin will have no dominion over you. But you don't need to give in to it. That's his promise. And he promised he would keep you in that in particular. Now, I don't know, there's no way you're going to get around faith. So, you tell me, folks, let's hear it. Without faith, it's impossible to believe it. Listen, again, he gets glory by boasting of him and his power. And your faith in him and his power. And how it's based on his promise. And how it's working in you. And working in all your brothers and sisters. Now tell me some more.
I was thinking about...
What looks like a problem?
About six weeks ago, I was speaking to my cousin Ricky on the phone. And that's when he recently heard about how my sins are actually forgiven and gone.
Yep.
And I was telling him about that. And he asked me, you mean you don't sin anymore? And I said, oh yeah, I do. I don't live for it. And he asked me...
It's two different things. Remember, he's forgotten you. He's cleansed from his old sins and the power of sin itself.
What he had asked me was, well, what sins do you do? And I started thinking about it, and it took me a while to even think of anything.
You're supposed to say, yeah, I have to sin. I can't help it, yeah. Right. Otherwise, you're conceited.
Right.
Otherwise, you're proud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well.
The thing was that it took me a while to even go through anything. If I went through something, all it was sin in my members. How sometimes I stare at it. And that's all I went through. And I just thought about that now. He asked me, you know, what sin, like to prove it. And I can't come up with anything.
You've got to understand, we are no longer responsible for sin in our members. I can't hear you.
I'm glad to be a disciple of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Me too.
Oh my.
Thank you. Too.
And his child. God's child. It really is a new and different life. Well, that's why you're wailing. It really is a new life. And take hold of this life, and all the more you'll know something really happened. Only this time, it's not, I know something happened. It's according to his word and his promise directly. Where the whole thing makes sense. Yeah, I don't think, you got to realize it takes a while for the significance of it all to grow on you. That's all right. Tell me some more problems. Yeah, we're supposed to think, I have to sin. Can't help it. And the flesh wants to be able to do that anyway. And we'll give into it. To make provision. What's the reference to that?
Did this payment give without using your freedom as a pretext for the flesh?
Yeah, but there was another reference.
Make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
That's one, but I just thought of it there. It doesn't matter. I just thought of it. Now, people, let's hear it. His power and his promise, and he keeps it.
He does keep his promise. 3.5 months ago, I was in and out. 3.5 months ago, Blake called me up and he started talking about God's grace. And I thought, this I can handle. I can handle God's grace. I came back and by his grace, I stayed in his grace, and